Mayor Bauer.
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
Commissioner Van Aster.
Here.
Commissioner Doan.
Here.
Moving to the consent agenda. City Commission special meeting minutes for Monday, November 25th, 2019. City Commission meeting minutes for Tuesday, November 26th, 2019. City Commission special meeting minutes for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. 2019 appropriation ordinance number AO-19-23 in the amount of $2,360,437.01. And last action to set a public hearing for 12/30/19 at 6:30 for the 2019 amended budget. Items on this consent agenda that need to be adjusted, questions, comments?
Well, that's just notion that that action is the December the 30th.
Correct, and that's our next commission meeting. Okay. We can talk about that at the...
Thank you.
I have nothing. If I move to approve, I'm sorry.
One thing I wanted to clarify. On item number two on the consent agenda, which will be the meeting minutes for Tuesday, November 26, 2019, on the motion that was made on the situation with the CVR money to be donated to the city. In those minutes, it says that the money is to be allocated with the assistance of city staff and the park board. That should also include that money shall be spent for park equipment. That way it narrows that to include park equipment and not just whatever.
And maybe labor that goes with it, or?
Well, parks. Yeah, right. Park stuff. Yeah. That way it narrows that window of what the, and I believe we discussed that last time, and that's what we voted on. I just want to make sure that the minutes reflect that the park board needs to be involved in the decisions, and that money is to be spent solely on park-related items.
Good.
You plan on getting on the park board or what?
No, I just want to, like I said last time,
I was being funny.
Right. We don't want to have money donated for the park and then right. see it go to be right. spent right. on.
Good idea, Chris. Good idea.
That is in the amended resolution. It states that, but we'll add it to the.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
So it is in the amended resolution.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So as long as we're good and pinpointed, then I have nothing further to add to this discussion.
And I know we kind of covered the $2.3 million that we had. So $1.5 million of it this month for the last 2 weeks was a bond payment, and about $400,000 was for payroll. So that's pretty close to what we had in our budget already. So other than that, it was miscellaneous items. That
okay. I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Van Oster and seconded by Mayor Bauer to approve the consent agenda as presented. Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Moving into regular agenda items, the MAC quarterly meeting. Trish Purden, the MAC director, will present.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you again for having me for your fourth quarter meeting. To talk a little bit about what happened recently with Montgomery County Action Council. We had our board meeting a couple weeks ago, and I try to come after each one of those board meetings to give you an overview of what was discussed at that meeting in case you weren't able to make it, and to give the public of Coffeyville an update of what's going on with Montgomery County Action Council.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Did you guys make it?
No.
No, I didn't make it to this one.
Okay, I didn't make it. I just wondered. Okay, thanks.
Yep, no problem. So the fourth quarter board meeting typically is just a year in review. What have we been up to at MAC? What have we accomplished so far this year? And I would say this year's theme, and I talked about that at the very first quarter board meeting, is that this year was the year of preparation. We had to lay a lot of groundwork to really figure out where are we headed in economic development in Montgomery County altogether. We experienced a lot of change, a lot of turnover throughout the county. And this year, we really tried to lay the groundwork of how do we move forward? What kind of industries are we going to be recruiting to our communities? What's the fit of the puzzle of economic development? So this year, right now, current projects, this month we're working US 169 and actually 175 as well. And I have some handouts if anyone wants to see these. The reason why I bring this up is that about a month ago, KDOT held their listening session. And basically what that meant is that for the next 2 years, they're going to be identifying all the highway projects that they want to move forward with, similar to T-Works that they did, would have been, 12, 14 years ago. This year, this time, they're only going to do it every 2 years. So you're going to go through this process every 2 years. So they had a listening session to have the communities come in, tell them what's going on in these highways, what they want to see to improve transportation throughout the state of Kansas. So they were in Pittsburgh in October, and we attended that meeting. And we were excited to see that one of the things that they really promoted was specifically in Montgomery County. So almost all projects on 169 were identified in Montgomery County. Several projects were identified in Montgomery County, including Highway 75 between Independence and Caney, between Independence and 400, between Coffeyville, the city of Coffeyville, and the Coffeyville Industrial, or I'm sorry, 160 Highway, north of the Coffeyville Industrial Park, and then also north of the 160 interchange to Highway 400. So those projects were all identified as high priority projects. Those were voted upon by that public, and the two projects on 169 got some of the highest votes for all the projects in Southeast Kansas. So I'm optimistic that those two projects will weigh out whenever they do their evaluation right now. The other one, we have 13 small business projects, and actually I've got two more in the queue that are officially have started as of today. So I didn't get to update the presentation with that. We have one new retail prospect for Coffeyville that I met with last week to talk about bringing them to the town. And we have five current recruitment prospects. Now that number is countywide, but I will say Coffeyville's really taken the brunt of my time lately. So it's really exciting to see those prospects moving forward. We have four business retention expansion projects. That's countywide. And I think we have something kind of moving in almost every community right now. So pretty exciting. And then, of course, we talked about this last time. We're proceeding with site certification. We had a bit of a hang-up. KEDA was doing that process, and now Kansas Department of Commerce has taken that over, and they've hired someone at Kansas Department of Commerce. So that's supposed to kick off at the first of the year, so we'll be able to get that going again. So our goals are to create new jobs. So this year, projects that we assisted on directly created 148 jobs in Montgomery County this year. We submitted 14 proposals to prospective companies or site selectors this year. And out of that, some of those projects we did for business retention expansion falls under creation of jobs, of course. We provide a lot of data and resource information for our existing businesses so they can make these decisions on if they're going to expand. Assisted in loan application fundings for two local business acquisitions, meaning they bought someone else. We prepared incentive packages for retention projects. And then we hosted numerous site visits for the former Amazon and Southwire buildings. And this included so many of our community partners, and I don't often get to thank them, but you know, city staff always attends those sessions if it's a Coffeyville project. The Chamber, Kansas Works, usually bring in the Skull, Southern Kansas and Oklahoma Railroad, our utility partners. They all come to the table, and we sit around the conference room table and present to these prospects. Oh, and Coffeyville Community College, of course. This really shows a great presentation. This is typically the booklet that we provide to those prospects. We make this in-house, and this has all of our information about our workforce, recruitment area, what they might pull from, commuting data, state incentives, everything that they might really need to know in one handy booklet that they can take back home to their decision makers. So we work really hard to make sure that data is kept up to date. So our current business projects, ARCO is still for sale now. $320,000 is the current market price. Southwire dropped to $4.8 million. And then Amazon is currently priced at $9 million. So those are our available buildings that we currently, as of today, have on the market. And then, of course, we're still working on poultry recruitment, which potentially could have an impact of $300 million in our community. We're also really excited to hear about the potential expansion, some of our other industries here in the community that they've been talking about. We're really excited to hear at the quarterly board meeting, CVR announced that they have potential plans. Now, this isn't rock solid. It's just forward-looking statements that they've made, but we have an opportunity maybe to see some expansion of that business in our community. Cessna announced that they're adding 4,000 jobs in the next 5 years. I know some of those are definitely coming to Independence, so that's really exciting to see. So growing the tax base, this basically means if we get more people in here, more people pay taxes, including businesses, and it hopefully reduces everyone's taxes overall because we're sharing that burden. So we've created 6 new businesses this year, one warehouse and distribution company. That was Walmart. Now they've left. Their lease ended at the end of November. 2 service-based businesses. We got the new brewery that opened in Independence, a new manufacturing business. That's Berg Reinvigorations that opened up just between here and Deering. But they are a City of Coffeyville utility customer. And then we have a new retail here in Coffeyville, Ace Hardware. So we're really excited to see that project move forward. We have currently 4 retail food recruitments in progress. That's countywide. And then right now, as of this week, I'm currently working 5 expansion or retention projects. And then we have, in this last quarter, done 3 industrial site visits out to the Coffeyville Industrial Park. Economic diversity. We currently have 12 small businesses in the pipeline. So Ace Hardware, we just finished wrapping that one up. Dickie's Barbecue is opening up in Independence the first quarter of next year. We have 2 to be announced that are fairly close to being done. A new child care facility, a bakery, an automotive servicing company, a new retail clothing store, and some additional service and marketing companies are looking to open here in our county. And then lastly, our other part of our mission is enhancing quality of life. So we did finish our strategic plan. We rolled that out, and this quarter we're working on getting some of those pieces pulled together. A lot of the first quarter pieces that we had to get done is basically alignment. Addresses those issues that we frequently face with competition among our communities, competition among sites, competition amongst our colleges and our schools. How do we all work together to raise the tide? We generated opportunity zone landing pages, which are now actually being used by Kansas Department of Commerce as the examples for all other communities that have opportunity zones in the state of Kansas. So thank you to those partners. The Reawakening team helped us with some of that. Janie DeVore-Gillis at the foundation helped us with some of that to get that language really solid. So we're really grateful for that assistance. And then we also are participating in the Community Philanthropy Innovation Network program with the Coffeyville Community Foundation. And I think we talked about this before. It's basically a merger. How do we take philanthropy and economic development to do an impact project that would really affect the community in long term to make it more viable as we move forward? So we're really excited about that opportunity. We enhanced our small business loan and business development process. We are now a small business development center, MAC is. So now, instead of sending everyone to Pittsburgh when they have their brilliant idea for their small business and risking them being poached, now we can talk to those businesses directly and get those business plans put together and the finances put together, and then distribute those to our financing partners. So we're really excited about that. And then, of course, we have to host our legislative side of this. We hosted Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers. I was the co-chair for Montgomery County, touring the community. And then Governor Kelly was here for the SEK listening tours on ag and rural development. And I also participated in that. And one of the last things I really wanted to touch on today was our talent turnaround initiative. Recruit, retain, and retrain. We're often saying that we don't keep our youth in our town. They go off to college, they don't come back. And so we are going into the classrooms now. We brought in industry. We've had Acme Foundry, John Deere, CVR. Right now we're piloting this program in the Cherryvale School District because we had a couple of physics and chemistry teachers who were very excited about this. We're ready to go. And the way their classroom structure worked, it really worked well to pilot it there. But we're hoping to roll this out countywide next school year. but it's been phenomenal. Kids are making castings, Acme castings in the classroom. They're understanding what engineering really is. When they go off to school and they want to become a petroleum engineer or a chemical engineer, they understand they can come back to Coffeyville and make an amazing salary here in their hometown. So that's the goal of this program. So I'm not going to go into this just because it's a lot of information, but we're rolling out our strategic plan. The first quarter board meeting in Caney is where we're really going to dive in on that. That will be a work session board meeting. So normally I give you my report. That time, we're really going to dig into this. So you might want to attend that one. And then, like I said, we're really focusing on alignment and regionalism to move this process forward. Okay. So one of the things I have to do every year is get my work plan for 2020 approved by my board. That happened at that quarterly board meeting, but I wanted you to know what we're doing. Of course, our four tenets of our mission that have been established since 1983 is to create, retain jobs, increase the tax base, promote economic diversity, and to enhance the quality of life of our communities. So this year, in order to do that, we're going to be assisting existing businesses in retention expansion, maintain easily accessible inventory of available industrial properties, which we are often used at KEDA or IEDC as example communities of how to market a business, which is really nice to see. Collaborate on workforce initiatives, like our talent turnaround program, and then improve workforce development and retention collaboration. Continue that process with our schools and our colleges. You know, we just heard from Textron Aviation. They just rolled out the aviation pathway. We have one school district that's enrolling into that program. We've got to get that kind of system going to support those industries. Create and retain jobs. This is an example. This is what our booklet looks like for the Amazon distribution company or facility. We make sure that all this information is constantly out there because our site selectors are looking at our communities long before they ever call me. Increasing the tax base. One of the things we're really going to be pushing this year is ROS. We're trying to get our employers to sign on. So if you're watching this video, call me about ROS, the Rural Opportunity Zone Program. If you moved to our county after 2014 and you came from outside the state of Kansas, you're eligible for a personal state income tax exemption. You're eligible for up to $15,000 in student loan forgiveness. But that student loan forgiveness really only goes into play, honestly, at this point, if your employer sponsors you. It's only $1,500 a year, which isn't much for an employer to sign on to your benefit package. And it's a huge recruitment tool for our businesses, especially for those students that have like engineering degrees and things. Of course, talent turnaround. We're doing a targeted industries plan, which we got done in our strategic plan, to really beef that up. And we're going to do an individual matrix for each one of those. Supporting youth entrepreneurship, destination boot camp, really beefing up our microloans. We're out of money at MAC. We've loaned out all of our money from USDA that we got in 1998. So we're really excited and hopefully we can get that beefed up a little bit more. And then, of course, we're still promoting our value-added agriculture for our agriculture community. Enhancing quality of life. We support the Chamber at Candy. Support quality of life initiatives that they're rolling out, some of the new initiatives they've rolled out with the biking and things like that. Initiatives that promote health care outcomes in Montgomery County. We need to support CRMC and the growth that they're seeing here in our hospital here in Coffeyville, and we're really excited to do that. And then lastly, continue to focus on transportation. That's one of the biggest things that kicks us out on those RFPs every single time. We're not on a four-lane highway. We're immediately eliminated. Again, health care outcomes, I guess I already kind of touched on that one. Okay. And then administrative, we're trying to increase our membership. So if anyone's watching and they really want to be part of MAC, please join. And then we're going to implement the Economic Development Strategic Plan. We are short a staff member right now. I need to hire someone. I think we're hopefully down at the very end of that process now. And then one of the things that we're really focusing on is getting Synchronist up and running. Synchronist is a database that keeps track of all of our projects. Mark will has access to that. He can log in and see what we're doing. I've just now got it really going this month, though. So there's all of our companies now in Montgomery County are pretty much in there. And now we're getting the projects that we have currently going on in that database. So that way you guys can talk to Mark and have a real-time data of what's going on in each project. So Tuesday afternoon, you can't catch me. You can have Mark check in Synchronist and see where we're at on those things now. So on our budget this year. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of a surplus this year, which we'll be able to roll into next year. I try to save those extra funds for grants, so we can apply for grants and use that as matching for some of those loans, specifically our microloan program. If we can save that little bit of $14,000, that can go towards a USDA grant that we can get more money to roll back out to our businesses. And then that's about it. Any questions?
Nope. Pretty good, I guess.
I have a couple. So the coffee shop down here on the corner, 9th and, is it Elm?
Yes.
I know they're really working hard to get up off the ground. Is Mac doing everything they can to help them?
So we met with them very early on, and this was before we had our SBDC contract, so we sent them to Pittsburgh to get their SBDC. And since that point, they have not come back to us for any assistance.
Okay.
But we did initially meet with them and kind of talk through their business plan and said they really need to go and talk with SBDC to really beef this up, because it was a grand idea, but we didn't have anything quite on paper yet. So at that point, we sent them to SBDC, and they pulled that together for them. Okay. But they have not approached us for any funding yet. Okay. I'm hoping they do. Okay.
And then my second one relates to the funding. So the microloans, mm-hmm. you mentioned you're out of money.
But just my fund.
But you want to beef it up. So how are you going to beef it up if you don't?
So USDA every year has a competitive grant program.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to apply for ARBEG funds again. We applied for it last year. We didn't get it. We applied for it 2 years ago, and we did. So I'm hoping we can get that, get another load of grant funding to awesome. Get that renewed. The last time we received that was in 1998, uh-huh. And we were able to keep that fund rolling constantly with revolving funds for that entire period of time. So we were really successful. We hadn't had any going in default. But at this point, I have so many businesses that have received those. They're all current loans. I think we have 7 currently outstanding that have received those funds, and so it used all of our funding that we had available. But we still have, and the City of Coffeyville has a loan fund. We have eCommunity, Startup Kansas, Women and Minority Multiplier Fund, the Network Kansas Multiplier Fund, the Regional Prosperity Foundation, the Regional Planning Commission Fund. So it still can get up to almost $200,000 of grant or of loan gap financing. We just don't have the $25,000 that MAC normally has in there.
And one more, not to harp on these loans, but out of those loans out, are you having some trouble with people not making their payments?
No.
Okay. What's your policy if they don't make their payments?
So it's 10% of the payment due is a late fee. We give them 15 days. If they are 15 days late, then we assess that penalty, and they would have to pay that penalty on top of their payment. Right now, all of my loans are currently current.
Okay.
So we work really hard on that. You develop pretty strong relationships throughout that gap financing process.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually, if they're going to be late, they're usually not late with us.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you, Trish.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next up, Chamber Update. Candy Westbrook, Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce Director, will present.
Hey, Trish, I would like to get one of those copies later on. This isn't the same one that she did.
She emailed it also.
Yep.
I still want to get a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if these are on the PDOT's website or not. I haven't been able to find them. Just in case.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Chris.
Trisha didn't tell me we were doing Christmas colors tonight, so.
You guys, you did coordinate.
Before I start, I do want to thank Trisha. We do work really hand in hand on a lot of projects, and I think that's the only way Coffeyville is going to grow, is if all the entities in town work together and collaborate. So But good evening, commissioners and city staff and those at home. So tonight we just wanted to give a quick year-end report to give you an idea of what the chamber's been up to and the successes we've had this year and what's going to happen moving forward. I did want to start, let's see if I can figure out how to do this too. One of the things that we get every year is just people that are confused kind of what a Chamber of Commerce does. And so I've tried to break it down for some to let them know in a nutshell that we are the ones that provide the business support. Tricia helps kind of bring them in, and then we try to help them to sustain and stay strong here. And then we're also a very strong community advocate and work on engagement in our community, overall just being a champion for our strong community. So. But some things we've been working on for the year. First, by the numbers. So we have 40 new members this year, 252 total, which is the largest we've had in, I went back about 25 years. After that, you go through lots and lots of, you know, plastic, you know, things of records. So it was hard to find, but we definitely have the strongest number of membership, which means to me more businesses are caring about being strong and staying in our community and being engaged. So that was exciting. We did roll out our new website this year, and it has fast become one of the community's go-to websites for information. 14,455 website views just recently. 22 spotlights and ribbon cuttings for businesses. We rolled out a new community guide this year. 1,500 of those went out to the community, and they've been everywhere, from doctor's office to grocery stores, relocation packets, you name it. We have a new one that'll be coming out this January. And then we provided 9 different workshops, and I say 9 different dates. There was one date where we had 3 different workshops in one day to just help support our businesses. Everything from how to train on customer service to Excel training to marketing your business. So everything that we can do to try to support our businesses and being strong. We also serve as a community resource for Coffeyville. So everything from referrals. I don't know what it is about the month of December, but we got 3 calls today within a 2-hour period looking for dry calendars. So, you know, anybody that needs something in town, they call the chamber and we kind of refer them to our community. So we are the community calendar hub. So our website is a go-to place for community calendar, and then we have a printed version that I'll talk about in a minute. Of course, the community guides I mentioned, and then just a resource for a list. You need a daycare, you need a list of meeting rooms in town, rentals, you name it, we probably have it. And we're adding more each time, each year. One of the things that we work really hard on is just supporting quality of life, which encompasses so many different projects. And our board is meeting on Thursday, in fact, to plan our 2020 goals. Quality of life initiatives are at the top of the list of everything that's been requested so far. One of those quality of life things are community events to just try to help having a strong community. So your little handout I gave you has all the different events we do throughout the year. These are just a couple of them, so I can't list them all. But Hops Around Town was our first event this year for that, and we try to keep it small. Small was 300 people. So now that we're going to open it up, I bet you we have 500-600 people next year here in Coffeyville. Spooktacular grows every year, 850 children, and then you add your families. We had at least 1,200 people downtown in Coffeyville that night. Of course, we all went to the parade, and that was just this past week, and 110 entries, which I'm very proud because Neowalla, which is 4 state region, has 125, so I think we did pretty well on that. But that was great. A lot of people downtown for that, and then, of course, the new tree and the new downtown lights were great. We do holiday open house and our Christmas bucks giveaway every year to try to shop local on our initiatives. And Christmas bucks giveaway, we just gave away 6 Christmas bucks winners last week, and then we've got another drawing this Thursday for 6 more. So, of course, we have our annual dinner every year where we vote on community awards. And I just was talking to my staff about this earlier today. To me, a sign that our community is feeling more positive and excited is engagement. When you see more people engaged, you know that they care. When you don't see anything, you know they've given up. We have seen so much engagement in various activities this year, one of them being our awards. we invited the community to vote on it, and in the past we've had, you know, not a lot of people vote, not a lot of people nominate, not a lot of people come to events. This year, every event we've had has been larger than ever, and our awards vote was crazy, and the number of people that voted for awards this year. So that was very exciting for me. Our annual dinner in January had the largest number of attendance, about 350. It was on a wait list, and it will be again this year. So get your tickets all quick, because it will be a wait list. And then, of course, Coffeyville's 150th helped plan some of the celebrations this year, and that was amazing just to see Coffeyville excited about the past, excited about the future, and just celebrating. Oh, and one other thing I didn't mention, holiday open house and Christmas bucks giveaway. We also have a Chamber Bucks program, and we have, to date, $10,000 been purchased, and possibly another $2,000 in the next couple weeks. But that's just businesses that purchase it and give it out to their employees and then spend that money right back here in Coffeyville. One of those businesses is actually south of the border. Has a lot of Oklahoma people, so we're hoping to bring that tax money right here to Coffeyville. So, okay. One of the strong things that we do is really focus on just keeping our businesses strong. So I mentioned earlier the business workshops. We sent a lot of people to leadership training this year. We offer different services throughout the year to help our businesses, like professional headshots. We also do one-on-one consulting. So a business comes in and says, just to give you an example, I don't understand Facebook. Can you please just walk me through it and show me how to use Facebook? Or I don't understand how to advertise. I'm on a budget. Where's the most effective way to advertise? Different things like that. And we will sit down with them one-on-one and work on a plan to help their business so that they stay here in Coffeyville strong. Of course, I mentioned earlier shop local programs. We do retail guidance. We help our industry and manufacturing. And then legislative monitoring and advocacy. That's one of the areas that I was still kind of learning when I first started, but we've really been pushing the last couple of years and have noticed a difference in getting our local businesses to understand what's going on in legislation. I mean, for most of it, it's really kind of up on another level to understand all the jargon. But just understanding what is going through the House and Senate that's going to impact their business and whether they need to contact their senators or not. So we've really been kind of working with businesses on that. So new things, though, that we've been doing this year that I think have really helped a lot. As I mentioned before, the website was brand new this year. We did the new website and then decided we wanted even more. So there are now services where our businesses can post events, specials, news, you name it, they can do that. Now can accept online payments. We updated the website, so now it is available in multiple languages. That's a big thing with our Spanish population here in Coffeyville. They need access to what's happening in Coffeyville and what's going on in our community. And then a small business resource page, and then we were also able to link up with Trish on the site selector page so that if they don't go to MAC, because, I mean, they may be coming from out of town, not know where to look, they go to the Chamber website, and they can get hooked up to that. So, as I mentioned earlier, we had our first ever Hops Around Town event, the Brewfest, and it was a great success. Our community calendar, we started printing and distributing a monthly community calendar, and that has been a great success because so many people just do not realize how many events are happening in Coffeyville on a daily basis. So we went in to make sure that we got that out. We have some companies that if we don't get that out in time, they call us because they use that in their company employee guidebooks. So, and then, of course, you guys were all talking about the pictures, but the Christmas lights. That was my picture where you guys were all looking in the other direction. But that was great initiative just to get new lights down to the downtown. The one we had before, they were from the 1970s, and so it was time to kind of upgrade and get LED. And then, of course, now Reawakening worked hard on getting the new tree as well. One of the things that we tried different this year that we were really excited about was finding a way to reach those businesses that are really not a storefront, but they want to at some point, maybe if they grow. And so we developed a home-based business. It's at a reduced rate, and it's for those people that maybe do everything from, I mean, most of you in town know Wayne Joplin, blacksmithing, to Mary Kay, to jewelry, you name it. But we're just trying to help them get their name out there and support that local entrepreneur, and then hopefully they can grow and develop a storefront. And then we offered a whole bunch of new services, and we continue to look at things that we can offer to our members to make them be strong. And those were just a few of the things that we did this year. There was also several projects we worked on behind the scenes that aren't so glamorous for the public, but for growing Coffeeville, I think they were great. New membership software, new accounting software, new website software, just a whole bunch of different things that we implemented to streamline and grow our chamber so that we are strong for our community, hopefully for many, many years to go. So. And then to wrap up some of the things that we've done, our tourism director, if you've never met her, she is amazing. And she actually told me that if you ever wanted her to come in and present on tourism, she'd be happy to come in and talk as well. But Samantha Cutterick is our director, has been working hard on promoting Coffeeville. And what a lot of people don't realize is that it takes a lot of, well, and Trish realized it, takes a lot of going out and out and out to get just a few to trickle in. And she has been everywhere she could on a travel or trade show just to promote Coffeeville. It has paid off. We have a travel writer. A lot of people ask what's a travel writer, but basically they are in magazines and promote different destinations. And she is actually coming to Coffeeville this weekend just to tour the Brown Mansion because Sam talked about how awesome it was and ran into her someplace at an event. So she's going to come spend the weekend and tour Coffeeville and check out a few things and then go to the tours. So Sam has spent a lot of money on just promoting the events and the activities and the attractions here in Coffeeville. And that has paid off. Again, we have visitors from every country, every state that you can possibly imagine. It's absolutely amazing. And then a couple things that her working hard has paid off for. She was asked to be on the TIAC board, which is a good travel industry board and a great honor for her because they recognize the hard work she's done. And then she was also recognized with a Kansas Destination Specialist Award. She's the only one in the Montgomery County that's ever received it. So that was a great honor for her. That's just a few of the things. The bike share program, she's the one that kind of came up with that brainchild and laid the groundwork for that, and a whole bunch more projects. So she's worked really hard on making Coffeeville a place that people want to come to.
How long has she been with it?
5 years.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't think it'd been that long. Wow.
I know.
Yeah. It goes
fast.
Time flies.
Yeah, it goes really fast. So that's just a nutshell. I went through them pretty fast, but there's so much more that the Chamber works on throughout the year, but that kind of gives you kind of a highlight of the projects that we worked on this year. And then again, as I said, we're working on our 2020 goals right now. The one thing that we sent out a survey to the businesses in town to kind of find out what their needs were and what they're looking for 2020. Still getting all those results, Ben, but the one thing that I saw as kind of a common denominator, they feel like the business community is strong here in Coffeeville, that there is support here, that the Chamber's doing a great job for them, and really the focus has more been on quality of life issues and just really continuing to help Coffeeville with its beautification projects and highways and workforce and all those issues. So to end, I do want to say a thank you to the city because I will say this has been an amazing year as far as partnerships go. IT and electric department especially, you guys have saved us on more than one occasion out on some things. Mark, Stephanie, and Allison have been really amazing in working with us this year. And then, of course, our commissioners. So I just want to thank you because, again, as I mentioned earlier, that collaboration is, I think, the only way we're going to succeed as a community is just having those strong relationships and us supporting each other. So questions on events, activities, programs, anything that or something I didn't cover tonight?
I think you guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
I think overall, yes.
All right.
It's nice to have you and Trish here at the same night, kind of put it together. And it's obvious how much work you guys are doing. Please let the staff know that we really appreciated all that the whole year coming to a close. Yeah. And all the hard work you guys do.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Candy.
Thank you, Candy.
Nice presentation.
Next item, a public hearing to consider an application for a loan for the water utility from the Kansas Public Water Supply Loan Fund for a supervisory control and data acquisition system and an advanced metering infrastructure system for the water utility. Public Work Director Chuck Shively will provide comments on items.
Mayor and commissioners, I'm going to address these next four items kind of all together. As we've discussed previously, we've been working on a project for installation of advanced metering infrastructure, or AMI, for the electric and water utilities. We've also been working on a project for installation of a supervisory control and data acquisition system, or SCADA, for the water and wastewater utilities. We're proposing to fund the water portion of both the SCADA and AMI projects with a low-interest loan from the Kansas Public Water Supply Loan Fund, which is available for water utilities. And we're proposing to fund the wastewater portion of the SCADA project with a similar loan from the Kansas Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Fund, which is available for the wastewater utilities. Both of these loan programs are administered by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. They're for 20-year loans at the current interest rate is 1.66%. One of the requirements for each loan is that the City Commission must hold a public hearing to allow public input and comment, and then the Commission has to approve a resolution for each loan, authorizing submittal of the loan application and authorizing the mayor to sign the application and all other required documents for the loan. So I recommend that you hold the first public hearing for the water utility loan, then approve that resolution, which would be item four, and then hold the second public hearing for the wastewater loan, then approve that resolution, which is item six. I'd be happy to answer any questions before you open the public hearing.
Is it pretty standard to borrow this money for this type of thing?
Yes, and 1.6.
Right.
It's kind of hard to beat, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is usually is consistent with a 20-year loan. Mm-hmm. We will present with a payment structure to how that's going to be repaid as we move along.
And this is what we were looking at doing something with Johnson Controls.
This is what we walked away from. Mm-hmm. Also, we're in the project and
adding SCADA to our system. They had removed that because the price had escalated so high, and with the lower cost, we have brought that on, and it's a needed part of our system. So this will be, in a sum, the meter SCADA AMI project.
I don't have any questions.
How much money have we borrowed?
$2.7 million.
And that will be finalized as we
up to. That has contingencies built in. It's preliminary engineering.
And inside my understanding, it will save a lot of money. And
yes. Considerably, and
maybe collect some more money because we're not charging. We're losing some because of the sorry metering we got here and there.
Lost water sales is the reason that you are replacing the meters.
So,
other questions?
The calculation is
I'm ready to move forward.
We've talked about this for two years. I've talked to you guys about it for a year and a half, for a year. And we never get together. We can't do that under the Open Meeting Act. And I didn't get a chance to talk to the city manager this week. I've been gone. So the money we're saving, Chuck, just so the public can know, can you refresh me on that and us and this public, the money that we save? What are some of those numbers off the top of your head? We're spending 2-point-something million. This needs to be done. I got it. I'm going to vote for it, okay? But how much money
compared to when Johnson Controls? Or are you comparing
not really replacing
the meters and,
yeah, this project,
lost water profits?
This project ought to pay for itself is what I'm saying. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Over the 20 years.
To go the path that we were using, Johnson Controls, it was in the best interest of the ratepayers for the city to lower its cost, which will be passed on to the ratepayers to take it on their own. We will have that when the bid process goes out. We'll have those numbers compared to what the alternative would have been with Johnson right. Controls. We'll know that when the bids come back, and we can give you a more exact number. But also, Johnson Controls, because of it being so high, removed the SCADA part of the project. We had added that on because of the savings that you're getting. But we'll know that final number when the bids are out and we get those back for installation and the equipment purchases. So okay. We'll have that
okay.
going forward.
I'm good, I guess. Worth a little chat, you know, spend a couple.
Yeah, a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck.
So we'll open this to public hearing for, do I need to read the whole thing again?
Sure, I like to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear
it. It's a lot to read.
I prefer you sing it.
Yeah. Everyone can leave.
Number four? Is it number four?
Yes, it's number four. No, it's number three. It's actually a public hearing to consider an application for a loan for the water utility from the Kansas Public Water Supply Loan Fund for a supervisory control and data acquisition system and an advanced metering infrastructure system for the water meter. I open the public hearing.
Does anyone have anything to say on this
comments?
Topic?
Doesn't look like.
All right, we'll close the public hearing. We'll move to resolution number R-19-78, a resolution to authorize submittal of an application for a loan for the public water utility from the Kansas Public Water Supply Loan Fund for a supervisory control and data acquisition system and an advanced metering infrastructure system for the water utility.
I move to approve resolution R-19-78 as presented.
I'll second it.
I want you to read the whole thing.
Guys.
Motion is made by Commissioner Van Oster and seconded by Vice Mayor Taylor to approve resolution number R-19-78 as presented. Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye. At this time, we'll open public hearing to consider an application for a loan for the wastewater utility from the Kansas Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Fund for a supervisory control and data acquisition system for the wastewater utility. Any comments or questions regarding this? I will close the public hearing. We'll move to resolution number R-19-79, a resolution to authorize submittal of an application for a loan for the wastewater utility from the Kansas Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Fund for a supervisory control and data acquisition system for the wastewater utility. I'll move to approve resolution number R-19-79 as presented.
I'll second.
Motion is made by Mayor Bauer and seconded by Commissioner Van Oster to approve resolution number R-19-79 as presented. Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
You did it.
Thank you.
You did it.
Thank you.
You just had to read it. I had to type
like four
it.
Four times.
I had to type it, though.
Right. I feel for you. You feel the sympathy. All right, moving into new business. We have a couple applicants for the Planning Commission. Jeff McLeod and Max Williams. They've both previously been on the planning board. And Max, why don't you come on up? This will be your third term, so I know that you have to have special permission from us to be on the board once again. So my opinion is that we don't have people knocking down the doors to be on this, right? That's or any other board for that matter.
That's what I was going to bring up, Mayor and Commissioners. I know there is a two-term limit, but as I understand, you guys can weigh that if you want to, and it has been done in the past. I know you have trouble getting applicants. I know it because I've been on 6 years, and in those 6 years, I don't believe we've ever had a full board.
Yeah.
There's always been one or two vacancies. In fact, the last meeting, we had to get on the phone and call two board members and talk them into coming so we'd have a quorum.
Yeah.
Because we had a guy come all the way from Tulsa to seek a variance, and it wouldn't have been very nice not to have a quorum. So,
understandable.
Sure.
Well, I have no problem with Max.
I have a good understanding of the zoning ordinances and the codes. Be glad to serve if you waive the two-term limit.
I have no problem in doing that. And thank you for serving also. Yes,
glad to do it.
Faithfully.
Yes.
Does that need to be a move?
Thank you.
Yes.
I move to waive the two-year term, and it's specifically just for this time, correct? Each time we come back?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And reappoint
Max Williams to the Planning Commission.
I'll second it.
Motion is made by Commissioner Doan and seconded by Vice Mayor Taylor to waive the two-term limit and reappoint Max Williams to the Planning Commission. Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you,
Max.
Jeff McLeod. Come on down.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I just want to do this again because I've definitely enjoyed serving the people of Coffeyville here. So, and yes, I understand we don't have them knocking down the doors.
Right. Yeah.
So everyone is welcome to be on this commission. If they could just.
Well, we appreciate you volunteering for this board. And you know, like I said, and you said we don't have a lot of people knocking down the doors to get on anything that around these kind of things. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve Jeff McLeod to the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Motion is made by Mayor Bauer and seconded by Commissioner Van Oster to approve Jeff McLeod for another term on the Planning Commission. Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner McLeod.
If you two guys are around after the meeting, I'd like to chat with you real quick. If you're around.
Look at Max. He's making sure he's not going
to
be around.
Resolution number R-19-80, a resolution to approve a lease agreement for the abandoned concrete apron on the north end of the airport T-hangers. Thomas Osborne, Superintendent of Engineering, will make comments on this item.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. So we were contacted by Phoenix Logistics. They are a Wisconsin limited company that they're needing stopgap storage while they closed on their facility. So they're asked us if we could, if we had any place that would be available. Again, this was a very short notice. They contacted us, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday before the Thanksgiving break. So trying to get, and they needed something by December 1st. So they are out there already.
Yes, they are.
We redid the names on the last agreement we had for the same area. It's approximately 6 acres of area out there of kind of abandoned, broken up concrete at the airport, on the airport property. Because it is on airport property, all the funds have to go back into the airport fund per FAA regulations. So,
and that's $1,000
a month? $1,000 a month.
And it ends December 31st, but we've given them a 12-month extension at their discretion.
As they need. Their plans are to move it as soon as they close on their facility and they'll start moving them right back out.
Perfect.
So it should be a very short term.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, it raised a lot of interest, I can say that. where I work at anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone. So.
Okay, any questions or anything?
Mm-mm.
I'll move to approve that resolution R-19-80 as presented.
I'll second.
Motion is made by Vice Mayor Taylor and seconded by Commissioner Doan to approve resolution number R-19-80 as presented. Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks,
Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Resolution number R-19-81, a resolution approving and authorizing the execution of the January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2019 City of Coffeyville Memorandum of Agreement with the International Association of Firefighters Local Number 265. City Manager Mark Hall will provide explanation on this item.
Mayor, Commissioners, for your consideration is the execution of the January 1st.
Oh, sorry again. For your consideration is the execution of the January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2019 agreement between the City of Coffeyville and the International Association of Firefighters Local 265. Changes to the agreement are highlighted in your packet in blue and have been confirmed by the parties involved for your consideration of approval. If there's any questions I can ask, answer. If you'll notice in your packet, they are highlighted in blue.
Yep.
They are just general in terms and conditions agreed upon by both parties.
Okay. Didn't look like there was a whole lot of changes, really. Just some additional wording to things nothing that were already in place.
Nothing financially changing.
Right. Right. I have no problems. I'll move to approve resolution number R-19-81 as presented.
I'll second. Motion is made by Mayor Bauer and seconded by Commissioner Van Oster to approve resolution number R-19-81 as presented. Vice Mayor Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Commissioner Doan?
Aye.
City Manager's report.
Mayor, Commissioners, I know you're aware, and we'll discuss the Christmas parade. What can I say? This is my second, and just a fabulous event, and just can't believe the amount of people and the spirit that goes into it. What a great thing, and thank you, Chamber. It's just amazing. As I talked on the radio, the city staff is working to close out the year. We've got some projects that we're still trying to get accomplished. We will know more things as they move forward. We do have some interested parties in doing business here, which Tricia had mentioned. We'll have to address some of those issues, but staff is just working very hard to get things done before the year ends. I thank you for approving in the community, notifying the community that our last meeting is officially December 30th. So the meeting was going to be on Christmas Eve. We thought attendance would be very low at that time. So I thank you for doing that in the public. It was mentioned on the radio earlier that you were considering that, but it is one of those. Please join us on the 30th. Other than that, I want to thank, staff, great year end and a great year, and we plan to do a lot of things in the next coming year. They do have the best interest, and I know you lead them, the best interest of the community at heart. So I want to personally thank them, and I will thank them later this week. They do such a great job, and they truly know that you want to make the community great. So if there's any questions, I'd like to answer those.
I have none.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll take comments from the public. Any citizen desiring?
I was just going to say thank you, City Manager. I thought someone else say thank you to him.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that in the commission and staff.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Jump on in there.
Well, it was Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we'll take comments from the public. Any citizen desiring to address the commission shall be recognized by the chair. Advance to the podium, state his or her name and address in an audible tone for the record. Presentation shall be limited to 3 minutes unless extended by a vote of the majority of the commission. The commission does not hear matters involving litigation or city personnel. The commission does not take action on subjects not on the agenda unless unusual or hardship conditions exist. Citizens may address the commission on agenda items as they are brought to the floor. That's all I have to say on that one. I've spoken up tonight, it seems like. Mary, what did you do to your arm? Or would you rather not say?
It's arthritis.
Okay.
But it has hurt like you know what. I did finally go to the doctor today.
Good.
I'm Mary Wilson. I live over on 200 block of New Street. We lost a house 3 doors down from us, torn down by the refinery. And then there was another house 5 doors down from us that also was destroyed. I'm concerned. I don't see new housing going up anywhere. And tearing down a bunch of houses, they come off the tax rolls. Does that mean my taxes going to go up some more? I'm afraid so. Anyway, we need to be aware of that, and we need to see about getting some new housing. Okay?
I agree.
Totally agree. Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
I even have some land out there I'd help with.
Anyone else? Oh, wait a second. You're going to have your moment here in just a couple weeks.
Robert York, 605 Highland Road. Just wanted to thank the city for helping with the Christmas tree, and what a wonderful thing that was. So we were able, within about a 24-hour period, to raise the funds to purchase that tree through private funding. And it was really amazing. It was amazing to see the community come together and support such a thing. I want to thank the city for their efforts to help erect the tree and make sure everything went smoothly. And thank you, Mayor, for coming and speaking for the lighting as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much.
You may say something about that Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Gail Smith with Dollar Tire Store, and I believe he owns M&W Liquor Store as well, donated the Santa Claus. He donated that to the Chamber of Commerce. It was one Gail used out at his house, and being a 20-foot-tall Santa Claus where he lives up on the hill, it catches a lot of wind. So Gail was very generous and donated that to the chamber to use to help decorate the plaza area. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to have a Santa as big as a tree.
Yeah, right?
I told Gail I thought it was a statue of him that he donated to.
Anyone else? All right, we'll take comments from the commissioners and staff. Now's your moment. Say
I have none.
Okay.
I feel like I need to say something. I'll just keep it really brief. But, you know, you talk about how great our staff is, and I couldn't agree more. During the candidate forum, there was a comment made that it was absolutely ridiculous that there's never been any kind of business where a new boss comes in and there's not a massive switchover of employees. To me, it was pretty an ignorant statement. We have great staff. If there's staff that's struggling, as a good leader, as our city manager is, you work with those staff and you help get them up to par. I've heard multiple times that people are tired of hearing that we have great staff. And it's just like saying we have great citizens. And I don't know why in the world somebody wouldn't want, you know, if I'm talking about my employees, absolutely I'm going to say they're doing a good job. That's all I got. But thank you.
Well put.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Very well.
Well, the only thing I want to say is this will be the last commission meeting before Christmas. So I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas and have a great holiday. I get lucky because I get 2 weeks off, so I'm fortunate for that. So, but I hope everyone has a great holiday with your family, and we'll see you on December 30th.
Ditto. I'll add one word, ditto.
I'll make anyone else?
I, Well, I just want to remind, because I know there's two people here, well, three, that have worked very hard, but the Brown Mansion tours begin tomorrow evening, and it is beautiful out there. I have not been out there since they cleaned everything up after those of us that set trees up out there, but it is amazing, and looking forward to the nights that they have everything going, and it's a great thing for the community. So I want to thank them.
When does that go till?
It starts tomorrow evening. And Stephanie, if you want to come up and say a little bit more detail about it.
I can say it.
Or whoever.
It's Wednesday and Sunday evenings.
Wednesday and Sunday evenings.
Wednesday from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And every Wednesday and every Sunday. And then it's also open Saturday the 21st.
Okay.
Sunday the 22nd and Monday the 23rd. 5:30 to 8.
Is that scheduled on the city website?
It's on the Facebook
page.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Good enough.
158 trees.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
They've done an excellent job.
And one train.
And the one thing I did want to add, I know Candy wanted 150 entrants for the Christmas parade, but I bet you that if you actually counted all the individuals that were in there, like, for example, John Deere had four things in the parade, but it only counted as one. So I bet we were close to 150. So we only technically count 110, but yeah, I think you did a great job with that also. Your whole group and everyone involved, I know it was, it organized chaos as much as anything in the lineup. So good job.
Back on the Brown Mansion real quick. I haven't seen an email requesting volunteers for the tours. Are we not needing it this year?
If you want to volunteer, the person to contact is Darla Thornburg.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think she could use some adult responsible help.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas?
Thank Max and Jeffrey for Planning and Zoning Commission. We have two openings still remaining, so just kind of a plug. We are still looking for planning and zoning members to join that board. I told them I would come and say something at the commission meeting. So
perfect.
Just, we are, like I said, two for in town planning and zoning.
That's good to know.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder.
No, good place to mention it right here.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I got to just talk something. We have a meeting the 30th, and then when does the new commissioner take hold?
The first meeting in January.
And then that's what date, the 7th, or what is it?
No, that'd be the
14th.
Okay. Yeah, I need to look it up, but I thought it's worth mentioning here.
The 14th.
Two more meetings.
Yep. Basically. Well, one, and you get little bit of an entrance on the second one.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right. Anything else? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion is made by Mayor Bauer and seconded by Commissioner Williams to adjourn. All in favor with a show of hands, please.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for attending tonight.